The COVID-19 pandemic has hit a new milestone in the United States, claiming more than 10,000 lives. And across the Atlantic, there is word that the Prime Minister of Britain, who has had the coronavirus, is now seriously ill. All of this comes as the peak may have arrived in parts of Europe, and as the worst U.S. hotspot may see a little light on the horizon. We begin with this report from John Yang.
In the main battleground of the U.S. war against the coronavirus, a possible glimmer of hope today. New York State reported a slight decline in deaths and hospitalizations over the weekend. But Governor Andrew Cuomo warned that the crisis is not over.
It doesn't really matter if we've hit the plateau or not, because you have to do the same thing. If we are plateauing, we are plateauing at a very high level, and there's tremendous stress on the healthcare system.
Governors in other states now developing their own hotspots say the worst for them is yet to come.
We are not close to the apex yet. We haven't hit that yet. And until we do, I think it's absolutely essential that we're continuing to be aggressive.
States like Michigan, New Jersey, California, and Louisiana are seeing cases skyrocket. They're among at least 43 states implementing some sort of stay-at-home order. The rest are still resisting. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said they are putting themselves at risk.
Unfortunately, if you look at the projection of the curves, of the kinetics of the curves, we're going to continue to see an escalation. So we just buckle down, continue to mitigate, continue to do the physical separation, because we got to get through this week that's coming up, because it is going to be a bad week.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams compared the week ahead to other sobering moments in American history.
This is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment, our 9/11 moment, only it's not going to be localized. It's going to be happening all over the country. And I want America to understand that.
By contrast, last night, President Trump tried to project a tone of optimism.
We see light at the end of the tunnel.
The president used the briefing to again promote an anti-malarial drug called hydroxychloroquine and cut off reporters' attempts to get Fauci's judgment.
And what is the medical evidence?
That question?
Yeah.
Well, maybe 15,
the doctor.
15 times. You don't have to ask
he's,
the question.
He's your medical expert, correct?
He's answered that question 15 times.
While the drug has sped the recovery of some coronavirus patients, Fauci and other medical experts say the evidence is not conclusive. Trump economic advisor Peter Navarro has also been boosting the drug. Today on CNN, he defended his position.
Doctors disagree about things all the time. My qualifications in terms of looking at the science is that I'm a social scientist, I have a PhD, and I understand how to read statistical studies, whether it's in medicine, the law, economics, or whatever.
In London, a British government spokesman said Prime Minister Boris Johnson's move to intensive care came after his condition worsened over the course of the afternoon. He was hospitalized Sunday night with persistent coronavirus symptoms. In a rare televised address to the nation, Queen Elizabeth offered a message of hope.
We will be with our friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again.
She appealed for Britons to show good-humored resolve and obey guidelines that have shuttered businesses and canceled events, including this year's British Open golf tournament due to be played in July. Meanwhile, in Europe's hardest-hit nations, travel restrictions appear to be flattening the curve. French streets were mostly silent despite sunny skies that lured Parisians outside. And in Italy, Pope Francis opened Holy Week on Sunday in a mostly empty St. Peter's Basilica. Elsewhere, priests said Palm Sunday Mass at a safe distance, from rooftops. This weekend, France, Italy, and Spain all had a drop in coronavirus deaths. But in Japan, where new cases are surging, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said today he would declare a state of emergency, shutting down much of the nation's densely populated urban areas for a month. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
Wall Street took hope today from signs that the pandemic may be easing in some places. Major indexes jumped more than 7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 1,600 points to close at 22,680. The NASDAQ rose 540 points, and the S&P 500 added 175. And now for more on the news that the British Prime Minister has been moved to intensive care, I'm joined by special correspondent Ryan Chilcote from his home in London. So, Ryan, what is the latest?
Well, Boris Johnson, as we speak, is in intensive care. We learned just a couple of hours ago that he had been moved into intensive care. On March the 27th, he announced that he had tested positive for the coronavirus. He was then self-isolating at the Prime Minister's residence. That went on until Saturday, when we learned that he was still running government affairs. And on Sunday, we learned that he had been admitted to the hospital as a precautionary measure, we were told, for tests. It was at about 6 p.m. today that we learned that he had been moved from a regular unit inside the hospital into the intensive care unit. He, according to Sky News, was having trouble breathing and was given oxygen. And so there's been a quite precipitous decline in his health over the last 24 hours, Judy.
And we understand, Ryan, I guess there is reporting that he is not on a ventilator. Is that your understanding?
That's correct. He's not on a ventilator. At least that's the last we heard. And he is conscious. And before he was moved into the intensive care unit, he did have time to call the foreign secretary, Dominic Raab, and deputize him. Now, there's no formal process, handing over of power in this country. But the foreign secretary is effectively now the number two. Boris Johnson has asked him to run the government's affairs, run the government's meetings in his absence. And that, he says, is exactly what he is going to do until Boris Johnson gets better.
All right. Ryan Chilcote reporting from London. And we should add that President Trump, at his briefing taking place right now at the White House, has said that he has offered a U.S. medical specialist to be of help to the prime minister if they could be helpful in any way. Ryan, thank you.